Nerd Soul.
Hey! You know what? Spoiler free. Before we even get started, before I even do my spiel,
how do you expect us to do that?
Spoiler free.
All right. Okay, all
spoiler
right.
Free.
Okay, challenge.
Spoiler free.
Challenge. All right,
so you ready? I'm ready. Here we go. Late Ill Kid, at one youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another wonderful episode. Of course, movie reviews. I'm not by myself. I'm joined to my right by the awesome, the enigmatic.
That's good. I'll take that.
The fantastic. Mark Bidonica,
not enough room to dab in the car. What's up, everybody? Mark Bidonica here. Always happy to be back. I will say at the top of this, gonna be the last one for a while.
Yes.
But I wanted
for
to,
good reason.
I wanted to start by saying, Michael, your friendship is something that I have valued so much ever since we met doing Jedi Alliance.
Way
and I adore
long
you.
Ago.
and I if everything works out how we've been discussing things to work out,
yes.
I can't wait for the future. But
yes.
We are here to talk Avengers Endgame. And somehow this man thinks that we could do anything spoiler-free, but we're gonna try.
We're gonna try. Alright, so first, what are your general thoughts, your initial reactions
initial
from
reaction,
a movie of this proportion?
They did it.
Yeah.
Like I remember seeing that tweet a lot when it came to Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Just going, oh my god, they did it. They did it. And
yeah.
And by the time the credits were rolling on this movie, I was just like, they did it. Like you the rumors versus true versus things that actually happened, things that didn't. There's a lot of things that could have happened, but
right.
What they did present us that is canon, that did happen, felt right.
Yes.
Everything feels like a natural progression of the story that began in Iron Man 1. It's
yes.
Crazy.
They I
do
agree.
their callbacks almost to every single movie and payoffs to every little bit. It's remarkable the sheer gymnastics that they did
yes.
to do everything right in this movie and still leave you wanting a little bit more.
The Russo brothers are on another level.
They're also very tired.
Yeah.
They're exhausted.
They're done. They need to take like a 2-year break or something,
oh,
but
man.
They are on another level. To be able to handle so many characters, so much canon, so much, man, there's so many storylines that come through, pay off, come back. They really handle it in an extremely good way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, we both love the movie.
Yes.
This movie it fits in this Marvel Cinematic Universe extremely well. It is a perfect addition to this. Like, this is like it's like you're reading through a book and this is a perfect chapter, just sliding it right in.
And I would say,
man,
that a lot of times lately when we go to screenings like this, the hype is so, it's so elevated
yeah.
to the fact where I'll see the movie and I'll enjoy the movie, or maybe I did, maybe I didn't, who knows? And I'll have to watch a movie again to really go, all right, here are all of the things that I liked about this movie.
True.
This, because Infinity War was all of the setup, it was payoff. Payoff, payoff, payoff,
yeah.
payoff, 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 payoff.
Yeah.
And even like small stuff to build up in like smaller arcs to build up and pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They did
yeah.
all of it. It's all true,
out.
All of it.
It's all true. But quick shout out to the acting. Nobody's slipping on this.
Nobody had time to.
Yeah, yeah. But there's moments in other superhero movies that we've seen, like in the past and, in the 90s or the early aughts or whatever, where there's an actor or two that are kind of like sleeping or mailing it in. Everybody comes to play in this.
A game.
They bring their emotion and you
humor.
Feel it. Humor, yeah.
Like the humor was, they didn't, it wasn't like a big chunk of it. There
yeah.
were spots that they reserved for it in just in a way to sort of break the tension.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything that was inauthentic to anybody. Everybody
True.
Was legit. Everybody was
mm-hmm.
themselves. It wasn't, oh, now that only this character has heard about this character, but what's their first interaction like? It's
yeah.
nothing too crazy. It's nuts. Super high highs, super low lows.
Definitely.
And an amazing ride the entire way through. I was telling Michael as the credits were going.
Incredible.
I think that they tightened it up to 3 hours because there is not a wasted second on that screen. All the way through the credits, like the credit roll itself is beautiful work of art, and I adore it.
And that's just the credits.
And it's the credits.
We're just talking about the credits. This movie does it. Like you need to, and I'm sure if you haven't gotten a ticket yet, you need to get one. If you've got a ticket, you might want to get another one.
I mean, I think it's AMC is open 24 hours.
They said they would be open for 72 hours straight.
72 hours straight.
So worth it.
So what I'll say is if you go at all hours to see the movie, support the staff. Don't be rude.
Yeah.
Do what you can.
Throw your trash away. Yeah. You know,
help them out. Yeah. They're going to be there all day.
They're going to be slammed probably from Friday morning until Saturday night. I mean, until Sunday night.
No, Thursday. Monday is going to be an insane weekend.
It's going
to
be crazy.
This movie is going to do ridiculously. I can't imagine. I can't imagine this not being instantly the highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah.
And the only thing that could rival it is Star Wars 9.
Yeah, because it's another kind of payoff film.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. There's a big part of me that's like mad that my son is so young that I can't watch this with him and like him really, because you, imagine the kids that are like 7, 8 that are gonna see this, that are gonna have a blast. Mm-hmm. Like they're gonna love this. So okay, we talked about the acting. This movie's a bomb, but
amazing action.
Yes,
a lot action. Of fan service, fan fulfillment. Yeah. And a lot of
in a good way.
In a great way. Nothing that's too cheesy. And even in the one or two things that are cheesy, still is amazing.
yeah, definitely. It's amazing in such a... This movie does so many things right and throws you curveballs. Mm-hmm. Many curveballs.
There's still a pitch that somebody threw that nobody knows if it's been caught or not.
Yeah.
That is just like, wait a minute.
It's like, hey, what?
But that's...
yeah.
It's a discussion for another day.
Yeah, we're not doing any spoilers. No. I will do a spoiler on Sunday with Clement Bryant, but that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
So, guys, the action's there, the acting's there. You're like, hey, but what about the directing? You said the Russo brothers did well. There is no extra fat on this film.
It's as lean as...
And I mean, I said this about Infinity War, but once again, this is a tight film. It's a tight three hours.
There are times when, okay, this seems like the beginning of Act 3. What time? How long have we been here? And it's like, how much time do we have left? And we may have this much left to go. You don't think about that.
Yeah.
Because you're just... You put the safety harness on and you hit go on the ride.
Yeah.
And just go.
It's incredible. The moments are on point and they're put in a way where they pay off and they set up without wasting film or wasting moments or wasting conversations here or there. Everything matters, and the stakes are so high.
The cinematography is beautiful. There's a shot in the beginning that just sets up the whole movie that I hope people notice. Matt Key in particular, I hope notices.
Because you brought it up to me, and I was like, oh.
I wanted to turn to you immediately and say that thing and talk about the shot. There's the cinematography is amazing. Yep. There's a lot of character subtlety, there's a lot of beauty in this.
Yeah.
And
there's
a lot of beauty
in this.
I'll say
this, and this is, you know, for people that are like, you know, Oscar films and this, that, and the third, here's my pitch for this. You've heard my pitch for Black Panther to get an Oscar. Here's why this should get an Oscar. I think a lot of times we forget the level of difficulty in pulling off a film like this. And I know, and this is no diss to like any drama or, let's be honest, drama or a World War film or a biopic. There's no diss to those.
Academy bait.
Yeah, yeah. But to pay off on so much hype in so many years, you've got to take that into consideration to be able to take so much weight on your shoulders and then deliver.
They do.
Wow, they deliver.
They do.
from character moments to character realizations to
action.
People, yeah, to action. This movie comes through, and each one of our characters not only get their moment, but it's a moment that doesn't feel cheap. So,
well, no, because that's the thing, is in Infinity War, this was when, like, Avengers 1, seeing yeah. that team come together. Yeah. But now in Infinity War, you've got all of the cosmic, and you've got all of yep. this coming together, and they're fighting, and you know the stakes. And then yeah. in this, the stakes get that much higher. Uh-huh. So every single hit, every single anything means so much more to everybody.
And brand new tricks and stuff, too.
Yeah. Really, yeah. really, really cool stuff. And it's very difficult to not talk about specifics right yeah. now.
That's why we're being very...
And even now, I'm like, did I say too much?
Yeah, it's...
Regardless, like...
Our characters...
Don't think too much about it.
Yeah, our characters definitely matter to each other. And they matter to the story. And the stakes are high for everyone. I think they drive that home.
So,
in a very good way.
This is going to be a very difficult question, but okay. it is still a non-spoiler question.
Yeah.
Of the Avengers on the poster, of the characters on the poster,
uh-huh.
who was your favorite performance in this? It's very, it's a very hard question.
That's a tough, whew. Because honestly, all of the actors really show up.
They put their best performances forward.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a very particular euphemism.
Sorry. They act to the best of their abilities.
Yes. I know what you meant, but I'm still yes. like, well, really
quick. It's like, whoa. Just in case anyone to get...
I think... As much as I love... I think.
Everybody gets their moment.
Scott Lang was such a surprise.
Yeah.
In the fact that he's still 100% Scott... But yeah. you get so many moments with him of what's been happening.
Yeah.
Because usually in an adventure movie, a sci-fi movie, there's usually somebody that we can relate to and somebody that gets all of the story told to them. And when it comes to Scott showing up, he has to kind of get filled in on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And with that said, this movie shows it doesn't tell. And that's another thing that I like. They don't spend, you know, hours, like, let's download everything, because it's exposition time.
And there's a scene with Ant-Man in particular, or with Scott in particular, that 100% shows you everything and preps you for what is about to happen and gets yeah. you ready for a moment that he gets. And, oh, man, like,
we're not going to say any more. But
this is so, Michael, why would you do this? Like, thank you for bringing me to the movie, but how dare you?
It's tough to, all right, so we're going to be wrapping up our review soon because it's hard. We don't want to mess anything up for you. But I think of all of the people, I want to say Chris Hemsworth. I think Chris Hemsworth.
A Vision.
Definitely gives us more range than you think.
Yeah, we can speak to that.
That person deserves.
We can speak to that without yeah. it, because Thor Ragnarok opened Thor up to a True. Completely different world.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that his history was erased.
True.
So he still has to take his entire journey into effect, and it gives us a visual that that I don't think nobody ever asked for, but once we yeah. got, we were like,
oh,
can it be this cool. forever?
Yeah, we're down with this.
Yeah, we're down with this. And but no, there's, and not to say that anybody else didn't do an amazing job.
Yeah, but there's some moments where he definitely gives you the range that you didn't think you were gonna get. But with that said, guys, we love the movie.
Five,
we can't really go any further.
Stars. 10 stars.
5 stars. Yeah, 5 on 5 on 5. This movie, wow. And get ready first. Okay, don't eat, don't drink, all right?
Yeah,
Or if you're drinking, just be like, just like a sip. Don't be like guzzling all crazy.
Like, I went to the bathroom before we left, and then when we got here, I went like 2 times.
Yeah.
Just to be
just
sure.
Little baby sips. Like, if you get that big soda, I just... And that's it. Yep. Don't like take one sip.
Maybe a bottle of water and just sort of beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep,
like
a little
a
bit.
Sip per like 20 minutes or something. Don't, because if you guzzle it, you're going to look. Right?
And your stomach's no going to be bags. In your stomach's going to be in your neck.
Yeah, there's
you're gonna
no
be
pee
on
bags.
The edge of your bloody seat.
Yeah, there's no pee bags in here. And popcorn, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Just, like pop two corns.
Don't get a small. Don't get a small, still a little big.
Yeah, don't get a handful and be like,
get some junior mints, like, maybe. Pop one every 20 minutes.
Yeah, don't be acting like this an hour and 30 minutes. You just, eating all quick. All right? No. Slow it. Pace yourself. If you,
nope.
Just be ready. Be ready for greatness.
Be ready.
I think that's the best thing I can say. Be ready to enjoy yourself.
Let the immersion wash over you.
Yes. Enjoy yourself. Have a great time in the theater. Enjoy yourself.
That's all we can say.
So, guys, before we get out of here, to my right, Mark B. Donica.
You can follow me at Mark B. Donica. I don't know what projects I'm going to be. There's a couple of projects that I'm going to be continuing, but the easiest way to stay tuned is to go to Mark B. Donica and follow me there on Twitter, on Instagram. And again, Michael, being a part of the Nerd Soul family, not saying that I'm leaving the family.
No, he's not leaving.
Hopefully, if all of our plans work out, we'll be able to see and to talk to you all real soon together as a family.
And with that said, I do feel, you know, last year, Alexis had to move away. Mm-hmm. And that hurt. Because we were the team. Unlimited power, all right? Had unlimited power on Jedi Alliance.
Yep.
And now Mark is moving on to super duper great things. Can you even talk about super duper?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't talk about
If I can, follow me on Twitter, Mark B. Donica. And that's what I'm trying to keep a low profile right now.
It's super duper great things, and I'm excited. And one, thank you for letting me get on the Jedi Alliance. And two, thank you for letting me be silly on the Jedi Alliance.
That's my type of show. Alexis and I have been friends for a really long time. Still are.
Yeah, she's great.
But to be able to bring you along, especially because, no, I'm going to go too far into that. Regardless, it is an absolute pleasure. A pleasure. We have a family of our own, and we'll always have that.
Yes. So, guys, you can find me at That Nerd Soul. That's THATNERDSOUL.
Actually, really quick, let me say, we're going to get back together, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. See? Oh, this movie? Huh. Look, go see it.
Go see it.
Don't even, just go see it. Go see it. And you can DM me and after you see it, but nothing else.
Public. All right. Let people enjoy this movie.
I will be checking the comments. All right. Until, no spoilers until, say, Monday, maybe. I guess that's fair. Say Monday. All right. Hold off on spoilers. Or type spoiler real big and then hit enter 80 times.
No, don't do that.
Oh, no.
Just don't do it at all.
Don't do it. All right. And wait until Monday. All right.
Good.
Monday, be fine. You know what I'm saying? So from us to you, thank you for hanging with us. Thank you for chilling with us. And thank you for supporting Nerd Soul. And until then,
peace.